Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today, small businesses watch Amazon's attempt at reinventing the traditional supermarket experience and the changes ahead for the so-called gig economy workers and the companies that hire them. We'll begin with this. On the tech front, in Amazon's world, shoppers walk into their new high-tech supermarket, grab an item, and walk out. No scanning, no card swiping. Sounds fantastic, right? But will the project called Amazon Go take off? Tech writer Elizabeth Weiss at USA Today says retailers and tech companies have long tried to fix what we hate most as customers about grocery shopping, among other things, time wasted in long lines, right? They've tried everything from self-checkouts to home delivery to mobile pay and even fridges that order for you. And on top of this trend, how are small businesses going to react to this potential? Elizabeth, explain what's up here.
So Amazon has launched a store. It's actually not open to the public yet. It's in Seattle. It's only open to Amazon employees. And basically, they have an app on their phone. As they walk in, they tag it like you'd tag yourself on the subway. The store then recognizes you as an individual. It IDs you. And then you walk through, grab anything you want off the shelves, throw it in your bag, and walk out, and that's it. And you get an email with a receipt saying we've charged this much to your Amazon account. You don't have to go through a checkout line. You basically never have to interact with another human being if you don't want to.
Wow. Jeez, how's it working so far? Do we have any feel for that?
It sounds like it's working fine for Amazon employees. They're hoping to take it live to the public in early 2017. It's right at kind of the edge of downtown Seattle, near where Amazon's got all its buildings. There's a lot of tech there, so I expect it'll get a fair amount of uptake when they open it to the public, if nothing else, because people want to see how it works.
Yeah. All right. So what could this mean, say, for the grocery business more broadly?
Well, it's an interesting question. So other people have talked about doing something similar, mostly with RFID tags, little radio frequency tags that you stick on something. And shippers use them because they want to know where every box is. They're about five. They've come down a lot. They're about 5 cents a tag at this point. But that's pretty expensive in the grocery game where you're talking really slim margins. What it looks like Amazon has done is something very different than other people have talked about. They're using cameras and microphones throughout the store to constantly track where each person in there is and what they're doing at any given time. So the cameras are actually positioned so they see you take something from the shelf. They see if it's in your hand. They see if it's in your bag. They have sensors on the shelves to see if items have gone, and then they can correlate and say, ah, her hand was right there, and now that item is no longer on the shelf. We think it's in her bag. And this actually sounds, this is kind of two sweet spots for Amazon. It's the tech that they've got running in the Alexa voice-controlled app that goes up to the cloud for the Echo and Alexa. Mm-hmm. It's also got massive use of their cloud computing platform. So it's a very innovative way of making use of what Amazon does really well. It would be pretty difficult to retrofit an existing supermarket to do this because you have to have all of the cameras, you have to have all of the lines of sight. A couple of people I talked to who work in the supermarket industry said you'd basically need to purpose build a supermarket incorporate this technology.
USA Today technology writer Elizabeth Weiss. Coming up next, changes for freelancers and those that employ them. If you're looking to grow or relocate your business, there are three numbers you should know. 10, 2000, and 6. 10 stands for Michigan being one of America's top 10 states for business. 2000 is the number of burdensome regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6 stands for Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climates. All those numbers add up to the one state that has all that and more. Michigan. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. That's MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. Companies will need to rethink their approach to so-called gig economy workers. Those are your freelancers, contractors, and consultants with niche skills. They have many options, and they're demanding to be treated almost as if they're your employee. That's the takeaway from a research firm called FutureStep. For employers, that means offering them even some of the benefits available to your permanent employees. Some of these folks are your freelance graphic designers, right? Occasional Uber drivers and part-time management consultants. The advice? Companies should think about contingent workers as people who can bring a unique skill set, specifically when the need for those skills is temporary, for example, to complete a cybersecurity project. The Wall Street Journal says for workers, this emerging reality means that skills need to be constantly refreshed, and the burden of finding and paying for training is shifting from employers to individuals. The journal says nearly 16% of the U.S. workforce last year was composed of people in contingent work arrangements, and that is up from just 10% in 2005. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report can be found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. It's also on places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places, by the way, where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.